We're in Simen Tov Kuf Samach Beis. We are up to Siv Vav, and we'll be doing from Vav through Ches. Ema Sai Mekablo. So we learned that a Tainis needs a Kabbalah beforehand. When does one make this Kabbalah? Ideally, B'tfilas HaMincha, when you're davening Mincha the day before, Omer B'shomea Tfilah, either in Shema Kolenu, O Acher Shesiyim Tfilah, so call them Shiaka Raglav, or after Yil HaRatzon, just before he takes his 3 steps back. What does he say? Hareini b'tainis yochid mocher. He says, I'm in a tainis yochid tomorrow. Why yochid? It shouldn't have the chumras of a tainis sibur. And what does he say? Yirotzen shtei tfilasi b'yom tanasi mekubeles. He says, Hareini b'tainis yochid mocher, and he has a little tefillah to it. Why does he have to have the tefillah? Especially if he's saying it in shomea tefillah. If not for the tefillah, it doesn't belong there. Kabbalah's tainis doesn't belong in the middle of davening. But to make it part of Shema Tefillah, you daven and Hashem should accept your tainus. Now, La Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah comes out like this. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that L'chatchila, you should do this by Mincha Ketana, because it's samuch to the Tzom. If not, at least in Mincha Gedola. And La Halacha, if you said it sometime in the afternoon, even without a Tefillah, that's called a Kabbalah. The Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a tzarech iyun if the Kabbalah was bein hashmashes, if that's called that it was mebod yom. Says the Rama now, it says the Mechaber, v'im lo hotzi b'piv. What happens if he didn't say it? Im hirer b'libu shumakabal tainis l'macher, if he thought in his mind, heve Kabbalah. That's a Kabbalah. V'ushi aharekem m'shas tfilis ha-mincha, agov v'tov yos l'kablo acher tfilah, So the Rama is going back on a Kabbalah bepeh, but the Mechaber said that a Kabbalah belev is worth works also. Now Kabbalah belev means he thought himself Hareini b'tainis l'macher. But what happens if he's stumped thinking, you know, I'd like to fast tomorrow? That's not a Kabbalah belev. It's got to be that something where had you said those words, it would have been a Kabbalah with the saying of it. Now why should lev work? So some say it gets a din of nidrei tztaka, others say that it has a din of a neder carbon. And in a carbon, the halacha is that here it works. Now, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that according to the Rama, that the best time of being mekabelet is after davening, that at least in Shomea Tefillah, he should be maharer in the Kabbalah, and at the end of davening, he says it straight out. Siv Zayin, Kibol Lav Tainis B'Tfilas HaMincha. When the person is mekabel himself the Tainis in Mincha, Aval B'Shu Ochel V'Sholsa B'Layla. Even though he eats and drinks at night, Lo Hivsid Klum, he didn't lose anything. His Tainis starts in the morning. V'Chenim Kibol Lav L'Sanos Gimel Odal Yomo Yos V'Zecher Zeh L'Sanos B'Yomim V'Yocha B'Laylos. If someone accepts upon himself that he's going to fast several days but not at night, even though every night he eats, lo hifsid klum, dava kabal lekulam, it's as if he was makabal all of them in one big kabbalah's tainus. Afal pish lo kibal kol echad v'echad b'mincha sholfanav. Hagavim kibal l'esana shneyamim ritzufim, mutar lecho balayla shebeinehim. If you were makabal on yourself to fast for 2 straight days, so halach is you're allowed to eat by night. Im lo pirish behedya afal alayla, unless he says beferish at night too. Vaz mispal kol yom mincha aneinu. So there we have a chiddush that you're allowed to say, that you're supposed to say aneinu every day, even though it's one long tzom of several days. You say a separate aneinu every day. Sifches. Im kibal labet filis mincha gimel odala tainis v'ro lo ritzuf in zachar zeh. What happens if in one mincha you accept upon yourself to fast several different days? It's not clear if you can have one Kabbalah for several Tanesim. Hagom, you know, guam la Kabbalah, a Kabbalah achas v'sagi b'achi. Chen das mitzvah ravasa, the Rama is makel, that you can be makabel different Tanesim that are a hefsek between them all at once. Now, getting back to the Mishaberach that they make before Bahab, The halacha is that if you answer amen, you're mekayim the Kabbalah. But you're allowed to be chozer, you're allowed to change your mind, since it was only chal in machshava, and you did not, you were not mekabalit bepeh. So according to the Ramah here, you couldn't be chozer because you were mekabalit machshava, so it has a din of a din of a neder. But if you would not hold of this Ramah, then the fact that you answer amen according to the Mechaber would mean that it's not really chal. La halacha, we hold that if you answer amen, of course you're mekayim the mitzvah, the halacha of Kabbalah, and your fast is a tainus. And lechatchila, you should really not be chozer, even though you didn't say beferish that you're going to fast.